Hi, I'm Rob Matthews. I'll be reading from Ringlardner's You Know Me, Al, A Butcher's Letters. Section 1, A Butcher's Letters Home, on page 41. St. Louis, Missouri, April 15th. Friend Al. Well, Al, I guess I showed them. I only worked one inning, but I guess them Browns is glad I wasn't in there no longer than that. They had beat us 7-1 in the sixth, and Callahan pulls Benz out. I honestly felt sorry for him. We didn't have nothing, not a thing. They was hitting them so hard I thought they would score 100 runs. A right-hander named Bumgardner was pitching for them. He ain't looked to have nothing either, but we ain't got much of a batting team, Al. I could hit better than some of them regulars. Anyway, Callahan called Benz to the bench and sent for me. I was down in the corner warming up a coon. I wasn't warmed up good, but you know I got the nerve, Al, and I run right out there like I meant business. There was a man on second, and nobody out when I came in. I don't know who was up there, but I found out afterwards it was Schoten. He's the center fielder. I was cold and I walked him. Then I got warmed up good and I made Johnson look like a boob. I gave him 3 fastballs, and he let 2 of them go by and missed the other one. I would have handed him a spitter, but Scott kept signing for fast ones. He knows more about them batters than me. Anyway, I whiffed Johnson. Then come up Williams, and I tried to make him hit a couple of bad ones. I was in the hole with 2 balls and nothing, and come right across the heart with my fast one. I wish you could have saw the hop on it. Williams hit right straight up, and Lord was camped under it. Then up come Pratt, the best hitter on their club. You know what I'd done to him, don't you, Al? I gave him 1 spitter, and another he didn't strike at that was a ball. Then I came back with 2 fast ones, and Mr. Pratt was a dead baby. And you notice they didn't steal no bases, neither. In our half of the 7th inning, Weaver and Skalk got on, and I was going up there with a stick when Callahan calls him back and sends Easterly up. I don't know what kind of managing you call that. I hit good on the training trip, and he must have knew they had no chance to score off me in the innings they had left, while they were liable to murder his other pitchers. I come back to the bench pretty hot, and I says, "You're making a mistake." He says if Comiskey had wanted you to manage the team, he would have hired you. Then Easterly pops out, and I says, "Now I guess you're sorry he didn't let me hit." That sent him right up in the air, and he bawled me awful. Honest Al, I would have cracked him right in the jaw if we hadn't been right out where everybody could have saw us. Well, he sent Seacoat in to finish, and they didn't score no more, and we didn't either. I rode down the car with Gleason. He says, "Boy, you shouldn't ought to talk like that to Cal. Someday he will lose his temper and bust you one." I says, "He won't never bust me." I says, "He didn't have no right to talk like that to me." Gleason says, "I suppose you think he's gonna laugh and smile when we lost 4 out of the first 5 games. He says, "Wait till tonight, and then go up to him and let him know you're sorry you sassed him." I says, "I didn't sass him, and I ain't sorry." So after supper, I see Callahan sitting in the lobby and went over and sit down by him. I says, "When you gonna let me work?" He says, "I would never let you work, only my pitchers are all shot to pieces." Then I told him about you boys coming up from Bedford to watch me during the Detroit series. And he says, "Well, I will start you in the 2nd game against Detroit." He says, "But I wouldn't if I had any pitchers." He says, "A girl could get out there and pitch better than some of them have been doing. You see, Al, I'm going to pitch on the 19th. I hope you guys can be up here and I will show you something. I know I can beat them Tigers, and I will have to do it even if they're a Violets team." I suppose the New York and Boston got trimmed today, so I suppose they wish Comiskey would ask for waivers on me. No chance, Al. Your old pal, Jack. P.S. We play 11 games in Chi and then go down to Detroit, so I'll see the little girl on the 29th. OU Violet.